Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about the fullness of time and how God would have us use our time, how to pay attention to the time and be like the Old Testament says, the men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what to do. And we might add one thing, it's kind of implied in there, but that we would do it. It's one thing to know what to do, it's sometimes a whole other thing to actually do it. But today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of our week, talking about it's time for discipline. Not exactly the most popular topic or may not sound like the most uplifting topic, but I think from God's perspective, it's a lot more uplifting than we tend to give it credit. Hebrews 12, verse 11, acknowledges the difficulty. It says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Yesterday, we talked about time to prepare for harvest and looked at the idea that God says that we should not become weary in doing good because in due time we'll reap a harvest. And while we may not enjoy doing good all the time, while we may not enjoy the work involved, we can kind of read that and say, well, that makes sense. I can adopt that. I can persevere. I can hold on. I can wait, knowing the harvest is coming. But when the writer of Hebrews comes and talks about discipline, and acknowledging that no one really enjoys it because it's painful. And then says, but that's the foundation. That's the groundwork for a harvest of peace and righteousness. We start asking ourselves, probably not out loud, because it doesn't make all that much sense when we ask it out loud. Is there another way? Can I avoid the discipline? Can I avoid the painful nature of being trained to change? And I think sometimes we get wrapped up and we tend to think of discipline as punishment. And many times it's used that way by parents because they've not learned or they've not don't want to take the time to use the discipline in a training way. And doesn't mean that the act of discipline looks different, but the process might look different. And so whether that discipline is a timeout, whether for a child, whether it's losing privileges, whether it's being spanked, the goal always ought to be to train new behavior. And that takes time, that takes explanation, that takes a redirection. And sometimes it's the painful parts of discipline that serve as those reminders to avoid certain things. And God's discipline is similar. There are things that God allows into our life that are painful in order for us to remember not to do them again. And he says this process of discipline, the process of his discipline in our life, is to lay the foundation to train us in ways of peace and righteousness. I suspect that if you hear discipline, and especially if you write it out, it shouldn't be too much of a leap to see the word disciple within that. Disciple is one who learns from their teacher, one who follows, one who soaks in everything, who wants to be like that teacher. But because of our selfishness, because of our free will, because of our desire to please self rather than to please God, it takes correction in order for us to fully pursue our master, to fully even desire to be like him. And so we learn from the discipline of God. We learn from the correction of God. And sometimes that correction is rather mild. We read his word and we're convicted by his spirit that something in our life isn't right and we ought to change it. And sometimes that correction is more severe. We may start the same. We may read his word. His spirit may convict us that something needs to change. And we say, not now. And that thing that ought to change becomes more and more ingrained in our life. And the process of removing it, the process of changing, becomes more and more painful. There have been various times over life that I've gotten a splinter, some more minor than others. And sometimes some of those smallest ones don't hurt a lot. And they're so hard to difficult to grab hold of and to get out. And well, I'll just wait. I just won't worry about it. It's not that bad. I can live like this. And so I go about my day, and oftentimes my day and the tasks that I do push the splinter further in, and over time it not only becomes even more difficult to remove, but it becomes infected. And all of a sudden, what should have been a minor inconvenience to remove that splinter becomes a major task, a more painful task, because I've let it dig deeper into my life. And that's what happens with sin when we're not willing to deal with it while it's small. We push it in and we go about life and it digs deeper into our life and it becomes more attached to the way we live. And all of a sudden, when we recognize that God continues to convict us, the learning that we have to do, the change that we have to make, becomes more painful. The beauty of healing. Once that splinter is gone and I've gone through that painful process and it begins to heal, all of a sudden it's like, wow, I didn't realize how much that was bothering me. And the process of God's discipline prepares us, it trains us for a harvest of peace, not only a general peace of with God, a general peace with others, but it prepares us for a process of peace with ourself. We can live without the internal conflict because we know that God has dealt with something that needed dealt with in our life, and we've participated in that. And it's that peace that leads to a righteousness not of our own, but a righteousness through Christ, which continually cleanses us from all unrighteousness, declares us right, because we've responded to the discipline, we've responded to the correction of God. And tomorrow we get up and we respond again, because there's typically something else on the horizon that requires correction. And many times we're able to learn from this correction of God. We're able to learn from this discipline of God so that it becomes an easier thing on our part to respond sooner rather than later. And when the Spirit convicts us and nudges us towards the repentance, towards change, it's not nearly as painful because we respond more quickly. And we've been trained by the discipline of God. And so we live life with an awareness that any time we stray, it's time for discipline. It's time to be changed by God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to pursue this peace and righteousness that comes through your discipline. And Father, we acknowledge that there are times throughout our life when we've resisted your discipline. And even though we knew we needed it, we didn't want it. We didn't want to endure the pain. We didn't want to endure the change. We didn't want to repent. And the more we resisted that, and the more that we let the sin dig into our life, the more painful it became. So, Father, help us to not forget those times. Help us to learn from those, that they would train us for the harvest of peace, a peace with you, a peace with ourselves, a peace with others. That the discipline we endure from your hand would bring about the correction in our life that would confirm the righteousness that comes through Christ. Not a righteousness that continues to sin, but a righteousness that wants nothing to do with sin in our life. A righteousness trained by discipline, because we begin to understand the pain that sin causes. And as your discipline helps us to see the pain that sin causes in our life, it also helps us to see the pain that our sin causes to you. That ultimate pain of Jesus dying on a cross so that our sin could be paid for. And so, Father, in those times when we need discipline, may we accept it, may we embrace it. May we learn from it, and may we grow. And Father, may we understand and welcome a time for discipline whenever we're wrong. And may we grow to be those who harvest an abundance of peace and righteousness. And in doing so, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have as the source of that peace, as the source of that righteousness, as the one who loves us enough to correct and discipline. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.